So greetings, name the Lord. Welcome to the sharing time and inspiration. So I've been running a little tight on time, and so I'm going to share a inspiration I read from written by a man called George that I read recently that I really appreciated. So I'm going to read it here and share it with you. Taken from Hosea chapter 10. Verse 12 says, "Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you." So break up your fallow ground. In this context, the Lord is referring to breaking up the ground overrun with weeds and thorns, creating a hardness to produce righteous fruit. A hard heart cannot love and often cannot receive it. A hard heart will block relationship with God and with others. Whatever the cause, anger, woundedness, bitterness, unforgiveness, the result will be a superficiality in relationship, an inability to empathize, and a corruption of your motivations. You will become manipulative, deceitful, proud, and unresponsive. God's message, his word to you, will be difficult to hear, and you will resist it. Like a layer of rock under the shallow soil, the rain cannot penetrate. Love and truth will fail to penetrate your heart and affect your actions. Thus, a hard heart is deadly, because sin is petrified there, and the wages of sin is death. How do you break up the fallow ground? How do you change a hardened heart? You start with your will. You make a choice. You decide. Your decision is to soften in spite of the way you feel, the things you remember or have chosen to forget. Your decision is called repentance, a changing of the mind, a turning of the will in the opposite direction. The power of the will to repent is astounding because it opens the door for God to heal and transform your heart, to rain his love upon you and remove bitterness, unforgiveness, anger, and hatred, or any other sin that is hardening your heart. Do you want to love? Do you want to be loved? But your heart is hard. Try repentance. Test God's power and will to heal and change you, but you must be willing to mourn. Blessed are they, them that mourn. Repentance will open you to the rain of tears so that the pain and bitterness can pour out of you. But you will be amazed at what happens with your relationships. Love will enter and remain in your life. God's love and love with others, too. Many have tried it. Repentance works. Make it a lifestyle and you will live and walk in love. Amen. I appreciate that. And I'll not add to that. Say amen to it. And may God bless you as you make a decision to follow him, to turn. Whatever the need is, whatever is right to do in your life, may God bless you as you follow the right path. All right, later.